We're heading to the Middle East next because a ceasefire between Israel and Hezbollah in Lebanon is coming into effect this morning. Israeli troops began a land invasion of Lebanon almost 2 months ago in response to almost a year of rocket attacks from Hezbollah, who were supporting Hamas in Gaza. Let's talk to Raya Jalabi, Middle East correspondent for the Financial Times, who's in Beirut. Raya, thanks for joining us. What's the reaction there to the ceasefire?
So I'm currently driving into Beirut's southern suburbs, taking a look around after a night of heavy airstrikes, but the mood does seem to be jubilant. There are people waving flags, there are people hugging each other on the street. They're hugging amidst debris because the airstrikes last night were relentless. The ceasefire came into effect at about 4 a.m. local time, and up until the very last minute, there was heavy airstrikes all over the city and the country. So it seems to be jubilant. People seem to be happy. But, you know, we've got a long road ahead.
Yeah. Are they returning to their homes on both sides of the border?
Yeah, it does seem. Well, I'm not sure about Israel since I'm in Lebanon, but in Lebanon, certainly people are already heading down south. They're heading to southern Lebanon in their cars packed full of mattresses and clothes, and people started leaving in the early hours right after the ceasefire. So it does seem like people are returning, but we don't know yet what they're going to be returning to. We've had very little visibility on what's been happening in southern Lebanon since the invasion, so we don't know what state people's homes are even going to be in or if they're even livable.
As you say, a long way to go. Whether the ceasefire lasts is one of the biggest questions. Who is monitoring it?
And essentially, this was a US brokered deal, and there will be some kind of international mechanism led by the US and involving France and UNIFIL, the UN peacekeeping forces that have been based in Lebanon for several decades. So in essence, you'll have a monitoring mechanism that will be reporting on any kind of violations of the ceasefire. But it is a fragile deal. In essence, you've got 60 days from now for Israeli forces to exit Lebanon and for Hezbollah to pull back above the Litani River, which is about 30 kilometers inland. And so any kind of violations of that will incur severe retribution from Israel. I mean, Israel made it clear last night with Benjamin Netanyahu, the prime minister's speech, that Israel retains the right to enforce the deal however they see fit. So it's unclear if the ceasefire can hold, but I think people are trying to be optimistic this morning.
Why was it called now, Raya? Is Hezbollah, military Hezbollah, have they been defeated?
It's hard to say. I mean, I think, you know, operationally for the last couple of months, despite all of the heavy losses they incurred from the Israeli offensive, they were able to put up quite a decent fight in the south. You were having losses on the Israeli side. You were having an inability to access certain areas because Hezbollah was launching not only dozens, if not hundreds of rockets at a time, but also putting up a decent fight against Israeli soldiers. So militarily, it does seem to be still able to operate. Now, we know that because of all of the attacks on its command and control structure that it's lost quite a few of its leaders, but the group seems to be able to, I mean, historically they have been able to regroup at times like this, so it's unclear.
Raya, thank you very much indeed. Raya Jalabi, Middle East correspondent for the Financial Times in Beirut.